Oh shit. Oh my God. What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to season one of the fucking Blunt Report podcast. That's right. This marks official season one of the Blunt Report podcast. We are finally fucking back. Woo! Oh my goodness. It is amazing to be back, y'all, for real. You have no idea. I've been itching. I've been craving so much to do an episode that we're fucking finally here. We're doing the damn thing. And just like every Blunt Report ever, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor who's been here since day one. This Blunt Report podcast has been brought to you by Weed. Smoke it like this. Fucking A. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, cannibals, that first initial hit was for all you. Anybody who has ever streamed one of my episodes, anybody who has ever shared one of my episodes, anybody who's ever even mentioned me as a bullshit topic in your conversation, thank you. I really deeply appreciate that. Really. I'm a humble guy, really. Whatever listeners I have, I'm very happy for. I'm very blessed and very appreciative of. So thank you, everybody, for real. I just finished logging into my account and seeing the wrapped up year last year, 2023. And let me tell y'all, you guys have been busy listening to my podcast, for real. And I had already had it in my head that I was going to go back to this podcast. I'm never going to leave this podcast. I can't. This is my home. This is my bread and butter. I have other podcasts that I've been working on, but this is my home. This is where I started my journey into podcasting and using my voice as a tool. Not really my face, but my voice. So thank you. And also, I really want to thank all my international listeners. I didn't know I had listeners from 19 countries, and I really want to thank you. Thank you for that. I was not aware of that. Please shoot me a message through Instagram at the Blunt Report. Please shoot me a message. I want to hear from y'all. Really. What country are you from? Drop me a line. Drop me a tag. Whatever the case may be, please, please, please do so. I have also been working on another podcast. And let me tell y'all for real, real quickly. It's been a roller coaster of emotions, of a lot of crap. The reason why I've been away so long is because I've been working on myself, and not only that, but I've had side projects and podcasts. So all of that with working on myself, you know, has kept me busy. The other podcast that I jumped into, I had a co-host, and you know, things didn't work out the way I wanted them to, but now that podcast is still going. Right now it just remains a single host podcast. Initially, this was supposed to be a podcast about sex, but it just turned into something else. And I am still proud of this podcast. So if you guys want to check that shit out, it's called The Beast Talks Shit. We have some pretty cool episodes. The most latest one might be a bit controversial, but listener discretion is advised, y'all, for real. So that being said, I really hope that y'all have your mental health on check. If you guys are hurting, if you guys are not well, and this podcast brings some sort of relief or humor to you, you know, that would be more than I could ever ask for. I am a huge advocate for mental health. I cannot stress that enough. It's very important that we keep our our shit together, or at least try to stay sane. Don't go off the rails, because it's really easy to do so. It's just harder to keep a cooler head. So we all understand that. So please, if your mental health is not well, try to talk to somebody. Sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody that you don't know instead of talking to somebody that you do know. Sometimes we open up to our family members and just shit doesn't go the way we want to. Y'all, let's get into this. The name of this episode is They Live. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, with the growing current trend of UAPs, now they're naming them UAPs, and so many videos floating around the internet, floating around TikTok, floating around Instagram, we are going to address this, because now more than ever, shit is hitting the fan, it's getting crazy, and y'all, needless to say, that shit is getting fucking dicey. I mean, y'all know that shit, right? So I had to jump back into the Blunt Report, because there are so many recent sightings of these UFOs. Not anymore UFOs. They're not unidentified flying objects anymore. Now they're UAPs. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. Go fucking figure, right? For no mames, right? No mames. All right, check this out. What was it, like 4 years ago? Everybody out there was still questioning, are these phenomenons real? Are UFOs real? Are aliens real? Does all this shit exist, or is everybody just having one mass collective hallucination? Fuck, y'all. So let's go back to a couple years ago. Nobody believed that shit, right? But now, the government has come forward and said, yes, there is something weird going on in the skies. We don't know what it is. We don't know if it is actually somebody that inhabits that vessel, or is it somebody that is stoned to the bone, or is that a drone? Somebody's manning that remotely. There you go. I'm trying to be all smart and sophisticated and shit. Sometimes when you're stoned, it doesn't work out. So what's up with that shit, right? For real. I believe that the United States had a hearing, a legit hearing, of just all the evidence of UFOs and all that stuff. Now, I believe that Stephen Greer did that a while back, a long time ago. He had all this evidence. He had people from the military, scientists, engineers, woody whoop, the whole nine yards, talking about their experiences they had firsthand, right? Well, I don't know if you guys know, but Mexico recently had a hearing, and fuck me, they blew that fucking hearing from here in the US out of the fucking water, straight the fuck up. Not only Mexico came out saying yes, we have these type of evidence, but these motherfuckers, mi raza, the homies, right? They fucking came with receipts, y'all, for real. Can y'all believe that shit? Receipts. All right, so the homie Jaime Maussan, I don't know if you guys know who that is. It is a famous ufologist. I mean, huge in Mexico and around the world, actually. He's made a big name for himself. Of course, a lot of people think he's a fucking weirdo. He's not. Why? Because he just talks about aerial phenomenon, UFOs, and he has a lot of fucking evidence to prove it. We all know nobody's going to jump in the fire and say, hey, yeah, man, I got you. Aliens exist. Fuck no. Hell nah. They'd be like, hold up. Wait a minute. Like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not in any country's best interest, right, to even admit that shit for real. Imagine what kind of panic and shit. Or, I mean, it could go either way. Maybe people might not even give a fuck about it. Like, okay, well, tell us something we didn't know. It could be that, right? But look, y'all, not everybody can be suffering from mass delusion and all that shit. I've seen things firsthand. And I don't think that was a, I don't think that was an illusion. When I was younger, I saw something in a park, and it, I know it's legit. I know it is. It is. There was no drones back then. There was none of that tech that we have now. It's insane. And could it be that these UAPs are drones? Fuck. There's some crazy videos, and I'm gonna talk about that shit later on, a little bit more later in the podcast. But let me tell all y'all how this meeting went down with Jaime Maussan. But before we do, it's time for a smoke break. This Blood Report podcast has been brought to you by weed. Smoke it like this. Weed, baby. And today we are smoking and choking on some indica. I don't know if it's called Kobe Bryant or something. It's nice and purple. It has a hint of spice in it, but the exhale, I don't know if it's more of a, not a spicy OG flavor, but kind of more of a clove. I don't know if you guys know about that shit. Clove, spice, and all that. That's what it tastes like to me. So it's lemon juice. It's fucking dope, man. It's giving me pretty good sleep. I'm not smoking too heavy on the herbs, and I dab more a lot, but I don't care. I'll dab or I'll smoke herbs, so it's all good with me. That's right. All right, y'all. So here is how everything went down in the dimly lit corridors of truth. A revelation emerged during a recent Congress hearing in Mexico. Startling declarations echoed through the chamber as researchers solemnly confirmed the authenticity of the once mysterious three-fingered Peruvian mummies. Yet, amidst their certainty, a cautious stance unfolded, steering away from certifying the unearthly origins of these enigmatic remains. Previously unveiled on September 13th by journalist and UFO enthusiast Jaime Maussan, these peculiar specimens purportedly discovered near the ancient Nazca lines in Peru had been presented as unrelated to terrestrial life. As the shadows deepened in Tuesday's session, Maussan, flanked by a cadre of medical experts, returned to underscore the genuine nature of these once living organisms. While emphasizing the legitimacy of the specimens, Maussan, like a detective navigating the twilight of uncertainty, refrained from dismissing the possibility that these entities were evidence of life beyond our earthly bounds. None of the scientists say the study results prove that they are extraterrestrials, but I go further, he declared, casting a mysterious hue over the proceedings. Adding weight to his otherworldly narrative, anthropologist Roger Zuniga of San Luis Gonzaga National University in Ica, Peru, affirmed the reality of the beings, asserting that there was absolutely no human intervention in the physical and biological formation. Yet he too found himself lost in the cosmic ambiguity of their potential extraterrestrial lineage. In a letter signed by Zuniga and 11 university researchers, the authenticity of the mummies was attested, albeit with a careful disclaimer, acknowledging their reality while refraining from labeling them extraterrestrials. Skepticism lingered, remnants of a past dismissal by experts who deemed Maussan's initial presentation a mere stunt, citing studies that expose similar specimens as amalgamations of animal and human bones. As the echoes of speculation reverberated in the chamber, Congressman Sergio Gutierrez emerged as a voice advocating for greater transparency in UFO-related information, proposing reforms to Mexico's laws for public disclosure, Gutierrez sought to unveil the truth hidden in the cosmic tapestry. The hearing, delving into speculative and the surreal, reached its zenith when Argentine surgeon Celestino Adolfo Piotto suggested that the mummies might be an evolved form of modern humans, dubbing them our descendants. The truth, as elusive as ever, lingered in the air, leaving listeners to navigate the twilight realm between certainty and cosmic mystery. There you have it, folks. Yo, what the fuck? That's a giant fuck. What the fuck was that? Now, again, it seems like they're tiptoeing all over this shit, right? Because they're not saying, and of course, with good reason, they're not saying that this is actual UFOs. not actual UFOs, actual aliens, right? They're not saying that. But what they are saying is that this could be a descendant that remained back in the day buried, and we are literally the evolved version of them. It could be that. Or it could be that that's just a bullshit excuse, and none of the scientists or people that have credibility in their field, like these 11 people here, want to kind of taint their name with the claims that there's UFOs, there is aliens, and other life on other planets. Imagine all the shit they would get. I have heard that people that dive into this UFO, UAP thing that are very credible doctors get literally just destroyed by their community of scientists and doctors and all that. So, fuck, man, this is crazy shit, y'all, for real. Let me ask all y'all something. How would you guys react? My cannibals, how would you guys react if tomorrow they say, hey, this is breaking news, this is the emergency alert system, there is a presidential speech that's going to happen in about 2 minutes, and it's all over the news, all over the internet, everything stops, it plays in all these countries, and they say, my fellow Americans, we have the answer to the question, are we alone in the universe? And that answer is, no, we are not. Recent discoveries have pointed to much evidence. This evidence is now more clear than ever. We have alien beings walking among us, and have been walking among us for thousands and thousands of years. This news may come as a shock to each and every one of you, but this is the day that life on our planet changes forever. History will never be the same. Thank you. Haha, imagine that shit, right? I just put that shit out of my ass. What if that happens tomorrow? Would you guys believe it? Would you say, yes, I believe it? And fuck, would you be scared? Would you be like, man, bitch, tell me something I don't know. For real. Or would some of you think, man, this is bullshit. This is all bullshit. This is just another fucking stunt for us to divert our attention onto this alien shit while they're doing some shady shit behind our back, passing new laws, new tax reforms, and all that bullshit, right? Some people do think that way. Is it possible? This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Please use this information at your discretion. And none of this is real. In fact, you know what? It's just a It's all scripted. It's all scripted. Don't even trip. This is for entertainment purposes only, y'all. For real. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh, for real. With that being said, I don't know, man. That is a good question. That is a good question, y'all. Have they done other things in the past, or possibly things in the past that might point to that? Shit. Well, if you dig a little deeper, and if you read between the lines, yeah, for sure. But again, hey, I'm just a stoner who just like to talk shit, and I don't know. My name is Paul. That's between y'all. For real. So, I think there would be mass panic. I think one of the things that would happen is a lot of the big population of the whole entire world, if, let's say, this country announces that aliens are real, UFOs are real, the ships that have been around are very shielded and have camouflage, super radical technology that is, dare I say, hundreds of thousands of years in the future. Who knows, right? I think that there would be so much panic, because not only would there be panic, I think there would be mass suicides as well. Because you're taking a population and telling them right off the bat, you're putting their life, you know, head over heels, not in a good way, turning it upside down, and you're admitting to them that religion is not what they thought. Now, that's due to the fact that none of this is mentioned in the Bible or in any other religion. It's not used there. Or is it? Yay, yay! Yep. This is a fucking grab bag. We're going in a different direction of this UFO thing. So we'll dive into this, and we'll come back to what we're talking about right now. So, yo, I've read a lot of things in the Bible that kind of point to where the UFO thing might not just be from our times. It could be from biblical times. And I pause because I'm trying to think. I think the stories in the Bible, they're crazy. They're crazy. Now, again, I'm not going to jump into religion here. I'm not going to do all that shit. I'm talking about the Bible as just a story alone. Just a long story with a bunch of chapters and books, right? A bunch of books. One whole book and a bunch of books, right? So, I've read a lot of stuff. I've read stories about, I mean, we all know about Moses, right? The Ten Commandments, the burning bush, the booming voice in the sky. Could it be that Moses experienced something that's otherworldly? And the reason why people thought they saw angels or chariots of fire, things like that, maybe that's the only way they could describe those things at that time, because they didn't have the technology. They weren't as advanced as us. Now we can describe that. We wouldn't say, oh, an angel came from the sky and spoke to me and gave me these 10 commandments on how to fucking behave. Like, don't be doing some stupid shit, you know? Like, don't be trying to desire your homie's girl, you know, even if she's fine as fuck. Don't be killing people too, all that bullshit, right? Like, y'all, somebody has to fucking tell you how to act, my boy, like, for real. I know mommy the way. So, I mean, it could be that, or it could be that this fool just lit that bush on fire and all of a sudden he inhaled all that smoke and he thought that he fucking, you know, he thought he saw an alien, but in reality it was just his own fucking mind. And he's like, you know what, I'm getting this information, you know, while he's stoned and he's thinking that he's receiving all these 10 commandments. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's just his own mind coming up with that. Or what if my boy Moses took a toke, went up to the mountain, saying, oh, fuck this shit, man. The homies are stressing me the fuck out, bro. Like, bruh, I was begging the homie, let my people go, and then motherfucker let us go, and then we get fucking lost and shit, and they're doing all this bullshit, and all of a sudden they're fucking celebrating, they're getting fucking out of hand, out of pocket, and I'm fucking out of mana and shit, and I'm fucking hungry, I'm pissed. Man, fuck these fools. I'm gonna take out my stash, because they get the Snickle Fritz and I get the good shit. Hey, y'all, for real? And his disciples like, man, fuck all y'all peasants, y'all pissing me off. So y'all get the shitty weed, y'all get the y'all get the bammer, the AZ weed, the sticks and stones. I get the good shit. From Moses' secret garden, y'all, for real. That motherfucker knew where the fucking Garden of Eden was at. He knew that shit. It's just a fuck. It wasn't a Garden of Eden. They probably thought that shit was just a field of weed. Wild weed and shit. could be all these motherfuckers that you know, put information for the Bible were stoned as fuck. It could be that shit, y'all, for real. So fucking Moses is fucking rolling his bleezy and shit. Let me get this motherfucker. He's rolling a nice tight one and, you know, sparks that shit up. And y'all, some of my smokers can relate to this shit. Sometimes we overdo that shit, or we don't know how strong the bud is. Usually by smell, you'll know it's strong, but we overshoot that shit. And then, damn, we're stoned as fuck. Like, fuck, no mommy's way. Like, damn, this shit is fire. Like, fuck, my homie Methuselah fucking hooked it up. Like, yeah, you know what? Now, he probably didn't do shit. He probably went into the fucking Pharaoh's stash. Like, fuck this motherfucker. I'm clearing this shit out. So he took all his shit. And that's probably why the fucking Pharaoh's pissed. Like, man, motherfucker smoked all my shit. Get this fool on his people. Fuck this fool. Oh my God, I'm wilding, for real. So what if it was all confused like that, right? Fuck, imagine. Or what if? I've heard this before, that you can receive actual downloads if you are in a meditative, altered state of mind. If your body's in a higher vibration, your mind is at a higher vibration. Because sometimes when we get baked and we get high, it literally puts us in a state of ease, of relaxation. And if we meditate enough, it'll put us in that spot. Yo, I've meditated when I'm baked, y'all. And if you guys are adventurous, for real, I recommend it if you guys are adventurous, because you'll receive a lot of shit, and a lot of people don't believe me. You'll receive insights if you ask questions internally and stuff like that. And it could be just your own subconscious giving you that information. But what if it's not, bruh? What if it's not, y'all? For real. What if it's not? What if it's something that's hooking you up, saying, hey, you know what, man? I'm your alien homie from way back when and shit, from planet Zerthon or whatever the fuck it is, from a galaxy far, far away. All that bullshit, right? All that shit. So imagine that shit, right? You're receiving these downloads. And if anybody who has meditated while they're high know what I'm talking about. Some people do not want to do that shit because it scares the shit out of them, because some are more susceptible to opening themselves up, opening their third eye possibly. And also hash was used back in the day to open that shit up. Third eye and all that. I know there's some alchemy to something due to alchemy and shit like that. I know it for a fact. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a smoke break, for real. Please, 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 if you can, please join me in this hit, y'all. Oh, wait. All right. Let me take this hit, y'all, for real. Let's take another one. Fuck it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking A. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that fucking behave. Fuck. Ah, yes. That sweet leaf. That sweet fucking Chiba. That's right, y'all. All right. So I've heard other stories about the Bible, and when I was younger, I was kind of forced into learning these things, and that's why I dislike religion so much now. Back in the day, when I heard the story, I was tripping out. Because I hadn't smoked yet. Now, it was already tripping me the fuck out, right? But it didn't make sense to me how something like incense can get you into an altered state of mind where you can receive messages, right? So there's a story in the Bible. And this story has to do with Jesus. Again, this is for entertainment purposes only. I don't give a fuck if you believe or not. This is just a story that I read. I can't confirm or deny. It's based on your beliefs. You know, we're not going to get into religion and shit like that. But this is a story as I remember it. Now, this is going to be a separate episode altogether. But I wanted to throw it in there just for a little extra thing. The story about Moses going into a tent and inhaling hash smoke. That's one. And there's also another story where God speaks to Moses and gives him instructions on how to make hash, or I'm assuming it's hash, holy incense and holy anointing oil. So those two stories all together are trippy as hell. Now, there's also the mention of the mention of cannabis in the Bible a few times, and I got receipts and all that shit. So we are highly medicated, highly educated team here at the the Bloom Report podcast. Did a little research, and we dove deep into that shit. But for now, I just want to let you know about that shit. Let's just leave it there, and let's jump back into the UFO thing. Oh, my bad. UAP. All right. So as I was mentioning, there would be mass panic. Religions would probably crumble or not. They would adhere to things. They would get with it and say, okay, well, guess what? We forgot to tell you. We knew about the existence of aliens and all that stuff. Just didn't want to make you panic and all that, right? It could happen, really. And not to mention, I mean, you guys remember Heaven's Gate, y'all? Maybe some of you might not be old enough, but Heaven's Gate was a cult that thought that if they committed suicide, a UFO ship would come from the sky and take him away. This was a mass suicide. Mass suicide. And it was crazy to see that on TV, because the guy that was doing all the preaching and all that, I don't know, man. He looked, he looked different, to say the least. So, and they all drank a special Kool-Aid. Not the weed kind. I think they had cyanide in the Kool-Aid. And I remember that there was a special report. There was video taken of that. And they had their faces covered, their heads covered, just with, I don't know, the black, if it was a blanket or, I don't know, it's a small little, looked like a personal towel that you wash your ass with or your face with. You know, it was black. And they were all dressed in Nike jumpsuits. And they all had Nike shoes, all that brand name shit, which is probably pretty expensive back in the day. So, I mean, come on. Now, I'm not saying that things would happen like the Heaven's Gate cult, but I just don't believe that anybody would sit well with this. Let's take people that are religious and would commit suicide and all that stuff out of the equation. How would this affect daily life, right? How would this affect daily life? Let's say, for example, as I stated before my little speech, that we find out that aliens have been living among us, right? I mean, would you now be suspicious of everybody that's next to you, for real? If you're chilling, I don't know, waiting in line somewhere, and you just feel... You feel, I don't know, you stand there and you feel the hairs on the back of your neck just start to stand up. An eerie feeling that you've never felt before. Like there's something around, different, even non-human. Now it's palpable. Now you can feel it. Maybe because you've never paid attention to it. Maybe because now your senses are aware that there's something not of this world. amongst every human that walks this earth. Damn. Oh, shit, dude. Imagine. So, in honor of the title of this podcast, They Live, it wouldn't be a good title if we didn't talk about that movie. For real, y'all. I don't know if anybody's familiar with this fucking movie, but if you watch this movie now, you would trip the fuck out, because I think if these things were... Well, before I go on, for entertainment purposes only, y'all, remember that shit. If these things are real and all this is about to be not blown up, but just put on blast soon, then this movie would definitely be a good start. If you guys don't know about this kind of shit, or if you guys are still iffy on there, I think this is obviously fantasy. I'm doing air quotes right now. But I could actually compare this to Idiocracy, that movie. Because let me tell y'all something. Oh my gosh. The movie Idiocracy, I had never seen until, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think during the pandemic, all that bullshit. The case is that I didn't see it until a couple years ago. And the relevance to things that are happening now is uncanny, y'all. It is fucking crazy. You would think somebody would be... As the years pass by, you would probably think, damn. When you were younger, you're probably like, you know what? When I was younger, when I was maybe 12, 10 maybe, I would think, damn, we're going to have crazy advance in the future. You know, it's going to be better. People are going to be smarter. There's going to be diseases that are eliminated. You know, things like that I would see in the movies. You know, futuristic. Man, fuck no. People are fucking stupid. Yo, for real. People are fucking dumb. Not everybody's dumb, but some of these people are fucking stupid. So stupid that the movie Idiocracy makes sense. I'm not going to mention what kind of stupid things, but I'm just saying we're kind of becoming a bit delusional in what we can and can't think we are. So, but that's neither here nor there. That's not a topic for this podcast, but so let's talk about They Live. Let's talk about that shit. Now, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but this is not a movie that is about to premiere or just came out, so just bear with me. In the eerie depths of a world veiled in the shadows, two unlikely protagonists emerge from the gloom. Nada, a rugged drifter with a haunted past, and Frank, a fellow wanderer navigating the desolate landscape of an enigmatic city. Stone to the bone! As they grapple with the harsh realities of life on the fringe, a chance discovery thrusts them into a clandestine realm lurking beneath the surface. Nada stumbles upon a mysterious pair of sunglasses, seemingly innocuous eyewear that unveils a sinister truth. This is the crucial shit right here. This is crucial, right? When donned, these lenses peel back the veneer of ordinary existence, exposing a hidden layer of reality. Through the distorted prism of these spectral shades, Nada and Frank witness the world's true puppeteers, an extraterrestrial presence manipulating humanity from the shadows. Ha! See right there, baby! Bruh. What if these aliens among us, we can't tell human from alien because they have some sort of camouflage? And what if there's a possibility that we're able to see them? Like this movie right here. Now, this is where it gets a lot more interesting, because the director or producer, I'm not quite sure, but the person who put this movie out, even said that this movie is more relevant now than it was back in the day in the 80s. This is an old-ass movie. The city they once thought they knew transforms into a chilling tableau of subliminal messages and ominous symbols. The aliens, masquerading as influential figures, orchestrate a malevolent symphony of control, using mass media and consumerism as their conduits. Bruh. As Nada and Frank navigate this twisted landscape, their quest for truth unravels a conspiracy that threatens to enslave the human mind. Haunted by the revelations seen through the accursed sunglasses, Nada and Frank become reluctant warriors against an otherworldly force that seeks to harvest the essence of humanity. Together, they must navigate the treacherous path, eluding the unseen eyes that watch their every move. The boundaries between reality and the supernatural blur, leaving our protagonists to grapple with the unsettling knowledge that their world is not what it seems. As they peel back the layers of deception, the truth they uncover becomes a beacon of encroaching darkness, an invitation to challenge the insidious forces that manipulate the threads of human destiny. Okay. That's a lot. For real. Okay. So, what's happening now, y'all? Just think about this shit real quick, right? For real. We don't think about these things because maybe nobody's brought them to light, or maybe it just has not come across our mind. Doesn't mean that you're dumb or anything like that, so let's not go there as well. Just making sure, y'all, don't get butthurt. For real. What's happening now? Mass media. Influential figures. Aliens masquerading as influential figures. So let's talk about that shit for a second. Let's unravel here. Peel back the onion, right? Different layers. Have y'all seen the videos? Yeah, if you guys look, again, this is for entertainment purposes only, and I'm just going out on a whim here. I'm stoned. I'm high. This is for all for fun, right? For real. But look at what's going on now. Just look at it. There are so many influential figures that gain so much popularity. You would think that they would be being controlled by some sort of, I don't know, some sort of machine, some sort of, I don't know, vibration, whatever. But there's a lot of videos of these influential figures kind of having their camouflage or whatever they have on to mask what they are kind of glitch out. For real, I don't know if you guys are aware of that shit. There's a bunch of videos on YouTube. One of my favorite ones that I've seen that just tripped me the fuck out. But if this was true, if this guy was an alien, more specifically a reptilian alien, this musician, it would make a lot of fucking sense. I just would think that shit, right? Because, I don't know. Yeah, you can tell his demeanor's different. You know, it's a different kind of guy. Right? For real. So, I'm talking about one of my favorite fucking bands. I'm talking about for real shit. Rammstein. Y'all know the deal. I can't sing the lyrics, but you know that sound like da 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 da. I fucking suck. Or Du Hast or Mutter or, you know, the whole fucking Mutter album. Mutter, whatever the fuck you call it. It is insanity. It's one of my fucking favorite albums of all time. If you guys don't fucking know, go listen to that album right now. The whole fucking album is tits, man. It's fucking dope. So, Till Lindemann. It has a very interesting video. Now, look, I would love to see Rammstein live. I've heard they put on a fucking show. A great show, just like Kiss. Kiss has pyrotechnics and all this crazy shit, right? In one of their live videos, And this is not a fan video. This is not a cell phone video. This is legit fucking video from the concert. Now, I'm assuming from, you know, maybe their tour footage or whatever. Now, look, anything can be altered, right? Anything can be altered nowadays because AI is very crazy and specific with graphics. You could fuck around with anything and it'll change it up crazy. And you wouldn't even be able to spot it until you, unless you have an expert and, you know, they go on the computer and check out all that shit, right? So, Till was singing, right? And as he's singing, he's blinking and he turns to the crowd. He blinks and his fucking eyeballs turn into reptile eyeballs. Straight up like, doof, like that. Literally, they fucking turn into reptile fucking eyes. Yo, what's up with that? I get excited because I'm like, fuck, if that's true, oh, that's crazy. Again, I play devil's advocate, you know, because I love to. Fuck. That's crazy. And you know what that kind of reminds me of? I don't know if you guys have seen Men in Black. Now, that's one of my favorite movies because it's about aliens. That's one of my favorite movies. And I don't know if you guys have seen the Men in Black, the very first one, where in the opening scene, or one of the opening scenes after Tommy Lee Jones neuralizes his partner, whatever. It's a scene after that. And Will Smith is chasing after somebody, right? And, you know, Woody Woo, does all this shit. He runs up to, you know, the guy jumps up to the fucking, I guess, on the side of the building and climbs up like a fucking bug. And he's like, what the fuck? So he breaks into the building and, you know, chases him to the roof. And I guess he corners the guy. And the guy starts stepping on the ledge. And he's telling him, oh, he's coming, you know, that shit. And I guess when he tells him that, he blinks sideways. Like, you know, he just, instead of blinking up and down, there's a separate set of eyelids that he blinks to the side. So I'm thinking, what if these reptilian beings have a separate set of eyelids where they fucking forget? They just... Maybe they're trying to fuck with you. You know, maybe it's on purpose to let you know, like, hey, we're fucking here. We're still here. We're still trying to control all this shit. But, you know, just a reminder. What if that's the case? What if that's part of the physical body? Now, it is said that the movie They Live is an exact documentation on the reptilian race altogether. And if you guys go see this movie, when the guy when these glasses are put on this guy's face, he sees billboard signs and he sees the truth. And the billboard signs say consume, get married and have babies, you know, not exactly to the verbatim, but something like that. Obey. That's where the whole obey thing came from, you know, on the Andre the Giant, the Obey logo and all that stuff, that's where that came from. And not only that, when he puts on these glasses, he sees these damn creatures and trip him the fuck out, right? But this one fucks up. So he fucks up by going into a store. I don't know if it's a liquor store. It's a store. And he puts on his glasses, right? His sunglasses. And he starts pointing out, he starts saying, hey man, you're this and that, like, you're not fucking cool, you're cool, you're, like, fuck you, you're cool, I'm out. Like, he starts fucking stirring shit up, he starts stirring the fucking pot, bro. He starts doing that shit, and he starts pointing out the aliens, and that's where, just, fuck, man, you expose yourself to a lot of shit, for real, you do, right? And, you know, what's funny, is that, I don't know, if you think about it in a weird way, this person is exposing himself, right? He's making it public that there's aliens among us or some shit is going on where this is not right. There's something undercover here, right? So maybe that's a direct reflection of what's happening now with these quote-unquote whistleblowers, right? Y'all know about the whistleblowers. There is a lot of people that have come forward and say, hey, I am currently still working with the government, in the military, or Woody Whoop, whatever the fucking hell it is. And remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. I'm still working with these people, and I'm going to blow the whistle. But, you know, some of these people are protected, some are not, supposedly, quote unquote. But, I don't know. Has there been whistleblowers that have been taken out? Or maybe not taken out by the government, but commit suicide? Let's dive a little bit into that. So let's talk a little bit about whistleblowers. What is a whistleblower? A whistleblower is a person, individual, who exposes or reports information about illegal or unethical or dishonest activities within some sort of organization. Now, a lot of this stuff could include revealing corporate misconduct, you know, whatever that may be, you know, government corruption, fraud, and other wrongdoings, if you want to call that. So they play a big role in the supposed exposing of the UFO, UAP phenomenon. Now, again, for entertainment purposes only, I stress that because, yeah, we all love to listen to the stuff, and it is becoming a lot more relevant nowadays. It really is, y'all, for real. I remember when they announced that UFOs or UAPs were a thing. I was like, that's right, motherfucker. That's right. Best believe that shit, because come on, y'all. We all can't be having a mass delusion. I know that for a fact. I had an experience myself, and I can't tell if it's real or not, but I'm leaning towards it is real. Now, whistleblowers. There have been many. But in recent months, there have been a couple of people that come out and say, yes, I work for the government or have worked for the government. Or, in fact, have worked on government projects that they were hired in. There's a lot of crucial people, crucial whistleblowers that have been going, I guess, in and out of the mainstream media for a while. So let's go back way, way back. Let's talk about Bob Lazar. He was one of the first whistleblowers to come forth and say, look, I worked with the government on this secret project, and this is what's going on. There is alien crafts that are being reverse engineered. To be more specific, he came forward with claims about UFOs and alleged involvement in secret government projects. His motivation was that he wanted to share what he believed to be important information about advanced extraterrestrial technology and secret government activities, which is always a fucking no-no, bruh. For real. So he claimed that he wanted to come out and disclose that what he perceived as hidden truths about UFOs and government projects, believing that we, the public, had a right to know this. So his accounts include details about working on reverse engineering technology from unidentified flying objects at a facility near Area 51, which came to be known as FS4, bruh. I'm stoned as fuck. And he alleges that this was located near Area 51 in Nevada. So according to him, S4 was involved in reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology recovered from UFOs. Now, he discovered S4 as a crazy, highly classified installation where he worked on propulsion systems of alien spacecraft. That is a fucking mouthful. That's what she said. So, the company that he worked for or worked under while he was working at S4 was EG&G. Edgerton, Germishausen, and Greer. Now, according to this man, he was hired to work at the facility near Area 51, specifically S4, by this company, EG&G. He alleged that EG&G was involved in government projects, including those related to extraterrestrial technology and UFOs. The way that he went in there, and he I don't know. It should have been from the get-go, right? From the get-go. Weird shit. And I don't want to go over the whole story. If you guys want to check it out, there's a bunch of documentaries. But here is the gist of it. So he started working on reverse engineering UFOs. He was able to be near the craft. Just right there. Literally touching all that shit. But the way that he describes it, the craft was, I don't know if the material was kind of glowy. I kind of would think that it would be like one of those stickers. Those, I don't know if those 3D stickers or those shiny stickers, right? Y'all seen them, the 50 cent machines and all that stuff. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Here in the US, we have little machines that have sometimes candy or sometimes little knickknacks and trinkets and things like that. Just weird shit for kids and all that. So I kind of think it was one of those holographic stickers. That's what the surface looked like. But the craziest part about that is how the propulsion system or how the UFO actually worked. So think of it like this. Think of it as you're sitting in a chair. In that chair, you're able to distort space and time around you. So when you do that, you're able to freely move back and forth, up and down at amazing speeds, incredible speeds. Now, he described it as, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that he called it a gravity drive. So I want to get a little bit more into detail because our highly medicated and highly educated team here at the fucking Blood Report did some research, and wow, what did they come up with? Let me tell you. So it goes deep for real. So Bob Lazar claimed that the propulsion system of the UFOs he worked on at S4 used a super advanced technological super advanced technology he referred to as Element 115. Now, according to him, Element 115 served as the fuel for the propulsion system and played a crucial role in the anti-gravity capabilities of this spacecraft. So Lazar explained that the UFO's propulsion system operated by creating a gravitational field around the craft. He described the process as the gradual conversion of element 115 into another element, during which a gravitational wave was emitted. So this emitted wave supposedly allowed the UFO to manipulate gravity, enabling it to achieve anti-gravity effects and perform rapid and unconventional maneuvers. So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about, 90 fucking degree turns here. A 90 degree turn at those velocities would for sure rip your body apart. No question. I don't know about physics. I know what I know. I'm not vexed in physics. I just have read a couple of things. And damn. Fuck. Imagine the speed of that fucking thing. Just ripped apart in seconds. For real. Now, there was skepticism all across the board, but there was a reporter that was willing to probably risk their career in order to get this scoop. And the way that it happened was on live TV. And I don't know, I don't know exactly, well, you know what, fuck it, let's get a little bit into that shit. Fuck it, why the hell not? But before we get into that shit, it's time for another smoke break, for real. If you could just join me in a hit, join me in a dab, a vape, a wax pen, whatever just join me, for real. This smoke break has been brought to you by our sponsor, Weed. Smoke it to the dome, baby. For entertainment purposes only. That's right. That's right. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Damn. Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, fuck. That was a big ass fucking hit. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Remember, any props used here at the Blunt Report are just props. Any likelihood to the real thing, that may be just a fucking coincidence, y'all. Oh, yeah. All right, so, Mr. Lazar, is it Bob Lazar, his story first came to light or to the public attention through the investigative journalism of George Knapp. George Knapp, a reporter with KLAS-TV in Las Vegas, interviewed Lazar in a series of reports that aired in 1989. Lazar's identity was initially kept confidential, and he was referred to as Dennis during the interviews. I remember that shit. He was in a, I don't know if he was in a, in the news van that they were interviewing him at, because this was live and it was all dark and like you couldn't see shit. I'm surprised he came forward for real. So in these interviews, Lazar made detailed claims about his alleged work at S4 near Area 51, reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology, and the propulsion system of the UFOs. The interviews got significant public interest and sparked debates about government secrecy and the existence of unidentified flying objects, or UAPs now. So after the initial reports, Lazar revealed his true identity and continued to share his story through various media appearances, documentaries, and interviews. His claims, however, have been met with a lot of pushback and skepticism, and there is an ongoing controversy surrounding the veracity of his accounts. Now, that is very true. But this is what tripped me out. So in 89, as I mentioned before, about Element 115, he dropped that shit. He dropped the bombshell. He said, hey, this is an element that is not found here on Earth. And in order for you to make that element stable, you have to do all this shit to it, right? I'm not a chemist. But he said that there was a procedure that needed to be done for this to be stable. The scientist that he was working alongside with had still not been able to make this element stable. And we're talking about 1989 here. As we fast forward to 2003, Element 115, also known as Moscovium, was officially synthesized and discovered by a team of Russian and American scientists at the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research in Dubna, Russia. Take this information and do what you will with it. But I find that very fucking suspicious. Very suspicious, right? And a lot of things are happening and I like that. That people that were deemed fucking lunatics are now making a lot of sense. Because with the rise of technology, phones and all that stuff, anybody from anywhere, even the most remote part of the world, can record something on video, send it out to the world, and if it hits, it'll become viral in a matter of hours. If you want to learn more stuff about Bob Lazar, there is a documentary called Bob Lazar, Area 51 and Flying Saucers. Also, there's a crap ton of interviews. There's a lot of videos and mini documentaries that people put out that are on YouTube. Also, TikTok has a lot of shit on there. I know there's a lot of people that shit on TikTok, but damn. If you want to see paranormal shit, that's where it's fucking at, for real. So, I want to talk about the growing trend of things that are coming out, that are going viral, that say that there's been encounters with UFOs, UAPs, aliens, whatever the fuck you want to call that, right? There's a lot, but there are a few that are fucking trending still. There's one recent one. Y'all might be familiar with this one. It is the mall incident in Florida. We're going to get into detail with that shit. We're going to get into detail for real. But I want to talk about the first kind of story that I think, in my opinion, pushed all this out. And that story, and there's a shitload of videos, is the story about Las Vegas. A family, a whole fucking entire family, claimed to see beings, UFOs, tall ass motherfuckers in their backyard. Not only that, but here's the fucking kicker to all this damn story. This one's badass. Is that there is a 911 call that one of the kids placed, and he literally says, "I am not fucking kidding. This is not a fucking joke. I'm scared shitless right now. This is happening in my backyard." So that one fucking, woo, that one fucking really got everybody's attention, because there's a lot of videos, and the initial video, you couldn't really see anything until people started enhancing the fucking video, and you could see a lot of crazy shit. But the craziest part about this video is that they're oblivious to not the aliens that are in front of them, because, or the alien, because they can see a being in front of them by their tractor. And they even say that there's somebody right there as tall as fuck, whatever. But what they don't fucking know is that there's aliens right below their fucking feet peeking through the gate, through the wooden gate or fence, excuse me. So, yeah, but we're going to get into that one too. That's not just everything. I want to touch on something that is really, if it's true, fuck, man, we're in for a wild ass fucking ride. Now, this is the reason why I am more skeptical now about UAPs and UFOs than ever. I want to believe, I swear, I want to be like fucking Mulder, y'all. One of my favorite fucking characters ever in any fucking show. I mean, his finesse, you know, he was fucking smooth. He was a different weird kind of smooth, but he was smooth, y'all. He was smart as fuck. So shout out to David Duchovny, y'all, for real. I don't know him, but he's a badass actor for real. So if this is true, then it sucks. It's totally shitty. I want to talk about Project Bluebeam for a bit. If you guys are not familiar with Project Bluebeam, it is a supposed, I don't know if you want to call it, I don't know if it's a machine, I don't know if it's, I don't know, but it's supposedly going to happen, and it's going to happen in a huge way. It's pretty much a big ass hologram, big fucking hologram that is so fucking real that you swear you could touch it. This is super highly advanced technology, supposedly, that this has been invented to manipulate humankind. And this is only for entertainment purposes only, y'all, for real. I swear. So hold on tight, baby, because this is going to be fucking wild. But before that, let me take a fucking hit. And we'll soup. Take a fucking hit. All right. I promise I'm not gonna cough this time. I promise I'm not gonna cough. Ooh, ooh. Hold it. Fuck. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about a certain character that has a big deal in this. Okay, so there was a person by the name of Wernher von Braun. Wernher von Braun was a Nazi fuck that received immunity due to his skills in rocketry and shit like that, right? I can't, you know what? I don't fucking know exactly what it is, but he was a rocket scientist that became that fucking key figure that launched the space program. for the U.S. And remember, there was a space race between the Americans and the Russians. You know, Sputnik and all that shit. And the, I don't know if you guys seen that shit, the crazy ass shit. It was the alleged astronaut lost in space that was drifting off in space, and somebody caught the transmission. It was a Russian astronaut. That shit was crazy as fuck. Cosmonaut, whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. Wernher von Braun spoke about a conspiracy theory. And he predicted that the use of a staged alien invasion as part of a psychological operation to achieve global control.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Moulton Howe got the inside scoop on this shit. They got the inside scoop. And the stage events were going to change history,
right?
Let's talk about that for a little bit. Let's say, for example, that this is real. All right, y'all. Thank you very much. That is going to do it for our podcast for today. Thank you very much for supporting the podcast. Anybody who's been doing it, really appreciate that. Want to reach out to all my listeners. I'm going to be setting up a number for you to call in if you have any paranormal experiences at all, from UFOs to ghosts to whatever you want, cryptids, anything. A lot of people have paranormal experiences that they do not want to tell anyone. Why? Because a lot of times we're ridiculed. We don't know what the hell exactly happened. We don't want people to think we are crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys an outlet for that. It's coming soon on the next episode. Also, I want to go ahead and give out my email. That's cannibalbluntreport@gmail.com. It's cannibal, CannaBowl. That's canna like cannabis, bowl like bowl of weed. cannibalbluntreport@gmail.com. Send me whatever you got. Shoot me a line. I will definitely reach back out to you. So again, thank you very much, y'all, for dealing with my bullshit. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate all the support. Thank you very much. And y'all, I love all y'all. Please take care of your mental health. Stay spooky. Till the next time. Cannibal the Cannabis Animal. Out. Peace.